Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. Wilhelm, how are you today, brother?
Hi, Richard. Good to be with you. I'm okay. It's very hot here in France. Very hot day, but that's good. So it's good to be back.
Yes. Yes, and, I got a story from Stephen Whitener just now, a bit of an update. So I guess being breaking news, I should probably at least announce it for the listeners. Regarding this buildup of Polish troops on the border with Belarus, this little excerpt from War News 247, translated, courtesy of Stephen. Well, not that he translates the languages personally, but with the finger on the trigger, thousands of Polish soldiers are now located along the entire land border with Belarus, from the height of western Ukraine to the Suwalki corridor, completely confirming yesterday's information of War News 247. Poland's defense minister has ordered an additional 10,000 Polish troops to be moved to the border with Belarus. So certainly it's just the optics alone will force a bit of an escalated amount of tension, at the very least, of course, is what they want. But I mean, you know, this whole counteroffensive lately, and you know, no one expects it to go anywhere. And you know, we're already hearing currently that they don't have enough weapons, and Biden wants to send more money yet again, expected to. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything to comment, Wilhelm? Is this going to escalate, as some still worry, out of control?
That's difficult to say. I don't know, of course. I don't know what's happening there. I don't know what's exactly happening in all these, you know, all these tensions on the different countries, on the different borders, whether it's Ukraine or what's happening in Africa, different countries over there. Now this in Poland with Belarus, tensions are increasing, that's for sure. But I don't have any idea. I mean, we're always being sort of prepared for the bomb, and there's more on this nuclear warfare thing. Where if you switch on the television, you see nuclear movies with nuclear disasters and this whole sort of apocalypse kind of you know, feeding of this apocalyptic worldview. And then this kind of news coming out and what's happening over there is building up these tensions on the individual, on the fear level, and on the group level. So, but it's always difficult to say. Same with Ukraine, these drone attacks in Russia, in Moscow, you know, what's real, what's not real, who's doing what. We will never exactly know or understand what's going on the ground, and where it will go, we don't know it. But for sure, there's a lot of happening worldwide on war agenda, if you want to call it like that. Many countries are now in a state of emergency. Now we have Ecuador with these eliminated political candidates. Now in a state of emergency for the next 60 days. So, and then you have in Taiwan, you have in the East, and everywhere it's building up tension. So, who knows where this one will go. Hopefully it's going to calm down again. But we don't know.
And then the economy over here keeps getting worse for everyday people and their, well, their monthly expenses, you know, just making ends meet, trying to make ends meet with whatever money you can scrape together, as we put it here. The Federal Reserve, of course, raising interest rates. It's effectively so far, I mean, it's been bailing out banks and the ultra rich. Reducing the middle class more and more is the engineered trend. Of course, you know, it's been accelerated ever since the COVID lockdowns and bailout money printing. but you know, it's deepening the middle class borrowing needs that still exists currently. If they were to try to combat inflation, the Fed trying to combat inflation like it's our savior, you know, they phrase these things. But I mean, you know, every day, what hurts people the most right away, because they notice everything else, it takes a while for prices to, you know, get higher compared to wages. But fuel, you know, gas, petrol, as you call it, and also food prices, that shifts pretty near instantly, you know, within at least a couple of months, from suppliers to retail. And so gas prices have risen once more, affecting consumers. Consumer price index inflation it's been rising, but you know, they claim that things have been slowing down, or that inflation was being reduced in the corporate media, you know, just trying to calm people, calm before a worse storm, basically, during an already ongoing one. But you know, we're hearing nonetheless inflation is going to be rising significantly after having, well, allegedly fallen a little bit of the past year, the way they calculate it, that is. And oil prices, you know, compared to last year and everything, just reflect things very, very clearly. Negative market gamma is a term going on out there, I was mentioning. And simply put, it's that they're, instead of the money printing, they're actually, what the policies are doing now is effectively reducing the money supply that's out there, the Federal Reserve. Now that the transfer of wealth has been further, making the wealthiest even richer, now that money supply is getting reduced at a crucial time, combined with the, you know, the increasing interest rates to just crush everyday people intentionally. You know, so for 8 months in a row, actually the money supply has now been reduced. It's just all about redistribution of wealth, again, to the already wealthiest, Willem.
Yeah, I agree. This is what's happening, and most people don't see this. Today, it was the four biggest banks in Holland announced their reports, three-month report, and they made all record profits. Like the ING made like almost 4 billion just net profit in 3 months. And the other banks also like 2 or 3 billion. And then they just say, yeah, this is the result of the increasing interest rate, as if this is just happening, and that they cannot do anything about it. It's just kind of the result of interest rates being raised. And they're not going to use this money, of course, to help this the middle class or the poor people who are in a debt situation or whatever. Going to use it? No, they're going to pay out people on the stock exchanges and, you know, the shareholders, and give themselves bonuses. That's what they do. But the people don't question this whole, you know, this whole fraudulent financial, you know, fiat bank system. They don't question it. If there's any interests are raised, nobody's going to sort of protest against it. And you cannot do anything about it. If you protest with the new conditions of a bank, they just cancel your account to say, well, if you don't agree with the new conditions, whatever these conditions are, they can do anything they like. And if you don't agree, I tried it a few times that I was not going to accept the new conditions. And then they said, okay, that's okay. We just skip your bank account. So that's what they do. So, yeah, it's sort of the difficulty that being in the system, you're subjected to this Talmudic kind of it is completely Talmudic, these policies and tyranny coming from the state and, of course, the banks, primarily central banks. So, and these wars, of course, are the biggest profit makers for these bankers, but also on the level of social engineering. You can steer the society in certain directions, especially with war and the threat of war, and just blame it on that. Or with climate change or all these other things. So, but most people are in this stimulus response modus. They don't react in a critical way. They don't think about what's happening. They just respond in a way. So if they see a header that, it's better, there's less inflation, the economy is going very well, while at the same time, more people than ever are tumbling into poverty and go to the food banks in every country, and suicide rates are off the scale. But if they see that, then they just have this sort of dopamine response, everything is fine. And but then they see this other threat coming the same day of war, so they're also in this confused state. But yeah, most people don't think about what's happening or have ability to just have some critical thought process ongoing in the whatever's in the upper part of the body.
Yes, indeed, I'll second that. And well, we've had for a while now a trend in United States and in Canada, a lot of people who are still paying off the home, a mortgage loan, suddenly the valuations of the property they're paying off suddenly has altered relative to the interest they're paying, where they owe more, they still currently owe more than the entire property will be worth once they pay it off. They call that underwater, underwater mortgage, we call that over here. I don't know if you use that term overseas, but it's, very difficult for anyone, though, to start a mortgage for a personal home, a personal property market right now. It does have a huge housing bubble comparable to 2006. That, of course, was 2 years before, the conditions of a crash, 2008, really happened. And for some people, they didn't even realize till around maybe 2010, even, depending on how much of their life was affected and the chain reactions. So, yeah, I mean, this indicates it could be like 2025 that we see, just the most crucial phase in the end of this economic cycle. You know, whether we just blindly accept the Hegelian banker solutions they'll have for us remains to be seen. Unfortunately, I'm a pessimist there, Willem. I imagine you may be as well. But try to be optimistic, right?
Yeah, well, I think we try to be realistic for sure. That's the main thing, I think, to whatever is possible also, because it's very difficult to align your perception of reality with truth nowadays, with this bombardment of propaganda and this misinformation. Also on the alternative media, let be clear, of course, it's not that everything in the alternative media is the truth, and the other way around with mainstream corporate media, it's just all lies, and it's all very difficult to get your perception aligned as much as possible with truth. But I would say I'm more realist. I see really good things happening, but of course there's a really dark side of this reality at the same time, with suffering and a lot of people in difficulties. And I think it's also a good opportunity to look differently at the reality as we are used to. If we are always in sort of lazy mode, everything is fine, and we are motivated to get this comfort zone bubble in place, keep it in place. But maybe it's an illusion. Maybe that's an illusion. Maybe the whole self structure is an illusion. All these questions are now more prevalent also in this insane reality. You get more forced to ask yourself these kinds of questions. How am I looking to reality? What is reality? Who am I actually? So I think that's one of the interesting facets of today's insane reality.
And you hear a lot of suggestion that one of the goals is to bring the first world nations down to the level of the third world for the average citizens. And of course, destroying the middle class is a necessary step along the way. On that sentiment, I mean, just to give a couple, if I were to give a short-winded, condensed description of a long segment in this article on the money supply, nearly two-thirds of the money supply has been created over the past 13 years. So since 2009, okay, we've had two-thirds of the current, so that's $12.2 trillion of the current $18.8 trillion of our money supply was created since 2009 alone. And as far as average wages, I mean, ever since around 1980, around 40 you know, or maybe, you know, early 80s, so around 40 years now, for four decades, wages have not increased along with the cost of everything around us. You know, how many dollars we need to buy this and that, to pay for this and that bill or rent payment and what have you. So, yeah, that's where we're already at, Willem.
Yes, and I mean, it's true. It's just happening, and it was really good to see. Well, not good, but it was very clear what the agenda is when we saw this whole COVID scam was being unrolled globally with this lockstep way, that you could see in the countries in Europe or worldwide that the big supermarkets were allowed to stay open. They could just keep selling their stuff, and people were just crowding in there and touching everything, and la la la. They just were allowed to stay open, and all the small businesses were not allowed to stay open. I mean, more clear it couldn't be, actually, that it was really aimed at small businesses in the middle class, to really destroy it, deindustrialize the West, which is already happening for a long time, of course, with the whole transfer to China. But during COVID, you could really see that this was aimed at destroying the middle class in Western countries, clearly. But that's for those who want to have a look at it, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some more grim statistics. Markets will be blindsided by inflation's comeback. I don't know about... we've had, a 25% increase recently. 46% of renters struggle financially. 36% have more debt than emergency savings. Owning a home has become a luxury. Smaller banks are getting bought out, you know, more and more here this past year as well. Willem, smaller banks, we're hearing now, are grappling with challenges as borrowers struggle to repay debts. Inside traders who have the inside scoop, that is, keep selling their Apple stock right now in the markets. That should be an indicator of something coming. And in COVID news, I have to at least say this for your amusement, Willem. With a new COVID variant, EG5, they're saying there's a new coronavirus variant. It's a video that's out there, and CNN is talking about it, okay? CNN is saying EG.5 is causing 17% of new COVID cases in the country, compared with 16%, the next most common lineage, XBB.1.16, according to latest estimates from U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Of course, XBB.1.1.6 is too hard to say, but fortunately, the one they're pushing, EG.5, it's really easy to say, EG5. And hey, look, 5G, well, isn't that what some of the people claim some of these symptoms are really from? Like, you know, the 5G towers. I see, actually, we're on the music break. I'll get your response on the other side. Stick around, folks, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Felderhoff. And back to that financial money supply article, just for one more point that's important to be sure to get across, folks. In spite of this recent drop in total money supply that the Fed has enacted, the trend in money supply remains well above what existed during the 20-year period from 1989 to 2009. Okay, so to return to this trend, they say, the money supply would have to drop at least another $4 trillion or so. That's 22% down to a total below $15 trillion. But, you know, Wilhelm, I hear now they have computer models predicting for us what the next COVID variant we should most be afraid of might be before anything's allegedly emerged. But yeah, no, this just in, EG5, CDC and CNN is warning us about. Should we even entertain these people by continuing to give any comment at all on these topics?
No, that's a very good question. But I mean, it's very worrying that they have these computer models again. We've seen that what happens, most scientists now who call themselves scientists actually are doing nothing which has to do with real science, like with the International Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, for instance. They work with computer models, and it's completely fraudulent. And the same with COVID. We've seen it's all based on computer models. The whole existence of the virus is based on the computer model, which was the sequenced, the part of it by computer, by trends, by certain variables brought in, and that completed the whole virus narrative, and was being presented as being the isolated, purified virus, while it was actually done by computers. And the same with this. So it's pretty scary, actually, as we have now so many people in the public domain, but also in the scientific communities, so-called scientific communities, who are just getting their reality from these models, which have nothing to do with reality as it is. They don't go to the Arctic, or they don't really look at what they're doing other than watching these models. So they can steer it in any way they want. And as soon as they present a model which is alarmist, then they will just call this reality and say there's a new pandemic. So that's quite worrisome that they have these models already there.
That is true. Now, that is a good point. Same goes for their pandemic treaties that they keep trying to sell. I mean, it was the World Health Organization first, and then the United Nations got handed the torch to, you know, be the spearhead in pushing for this. And as far as the green agenda, I think you and some of my other co-hosts, like David Scorpio, agree that it pretty much is a means, a different arm of the same, a different tentacle of the same creature. The green agenda and these pandemics, it's more about control than anything else, and really socially conditioning people. But Biden is saying we're preparing the military to try to deal with the climate stuff.
it's remarkable. I mean, but the thing is that most people now really believe in this authority. They really look for help and action coming from so-called authority, which is the so-called, government institutions. And the main mainstream state-approved organizations who are financed by the industry doing these statistics and spreading this fake reality with their models and studies. We have now the Central Bureau for Statistics in Holland came out with a new so-called study that the raise in suicide rates on the farmers in Holland, which has just raised enormously the past few years, is not true, actually. And then they come up with a study where they just use different parameters, different perceptions of the graphics, the graphs. And people believe it because it's being presented by this very reliable official Central Bureau for Statistics. And people believe these institutions, which are many of them are very woke. So anything that comes from the so-called conservative angle is then being neutralized with these kinds of studies. And most people fall for it. It confirms their confirmation bias that these people are crazy, these people on the so-called right, and then they come up with these kinds of studies.
Yes, and as far as the climate angle, we have another reporting on this topic. Zero Hedge, once again. Confidence crisis emerges as Biden's EPA pushes unproven technologies to decarbonize grid. The power sector's warning. And Germany, over in Europe there, Germany's planning a $63 billion energy investment in the green agenda for 2024. So that's where all that money that doesn't go to immigrants, that leftover money goes. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Thursday co-host, Wilhelm Velderhoff. And just some other news to try to get through briefly here. This coup in Niger could derail a strategic pipeline, we're learning, which travels, kind of branches off in the north of Africa and travels southbound through Niger and through Nigeria. But it goes up through Algeria and again then branches off, spokes into what, 4 different directions at the top. So there's that. I got this one from Patrick Slattery. It was a bunch of threats, evidently, and we had a good discussion about this, actually. But FBI did a raid and killed someone who was threatening the current administration. So these were threats to kill in social media posts. ABC reported without giving any details of what happened when they got there and leading to the death of the person. But, we went over this a bit, so you can check that out. But I just found it interesting how, at the same time, the FBI, we're finding out now, lied about white supremacist memos targeting Catholics in this new document. So they fudged the numbers to make it seem like all these white supremacist Catholics were a big threat in the U.S. You know, more of the... white supremacy is our biggest threat. Propaganda that's out there. Overseas, Ukrainian church leader gets five years in prison, rather, for being seen as sympathetic to Russia. So they're cracking down on the church leaders there who aren't politically correct with their sermons. We have a first batch of U.S. Abrams tanks, which were belatedly shipped to Ukraine a bit late, as this offensive has been hitting a new low point. It certainly doesn't sound good from the war front. RFK Jr. reveals the media will never tell us Ukraine is the war the U.S. wanted in the current geopolitical sphere. The U.S. wanted this war, is the direct quote. House Republicans reveal bank records showing over $20 million in payments to the Biden family and associates. There's some Biden bribery tape videos floating out there. And elite universities are strategizing to maintain their diversity in admissions, meaning as anti-white as possible, despite the Supreme Court ruling we've just had. And so, yeah, I know they're so far with the letter you write, acceptance letter, you know, there can be different ways you imply, it's just that the challenges you have to overcome and this and that, the key words that kind of hint at, but, you know, they're openly talking about how, yeah, we have to get around this, you know, because this has to stay one way or the other. And California's making parents speaking out at a school board meeting a misdemeanor, punishable by fines and jail time. That's how much they're afraid of the gay and tranny agenda and the children being challenged. And, well, yes, no, I do see we have a bunch of callers lining up, Willem. I always have too many stories I want to try to report on there, you know. Just a couple more. They're saying bots on social media, it's far more common than you realize. These days, expect one-third of users still can't tell the difference, but half the internet is bots these days. It's not a conspiracy theory to think as much. And we had a policewoman calling in for reinforcements to arrest a girl just because the girl said the officer looks like a lesbian. So, you know, it's just an example of the climate out there. Yeah, let's go to those phones. We have Tom in Florida first. Tom, welcome.
Yes, good day, host. How are you doing and to your co-host? Yeah, host, good. I want to talk about... Yeah, host. What I want to talk about is.
Okay, Tom. Come on now. You could use my name. Just fine.
No. You have a mentor, you have the guy from California with the mentor brain. Say you should be calling. You can't call a guy too condescending calling you by your name.
Okay. Well, he doesn't. He doesn't make the rules for my show though. So don't. You don't have to pay attention to that.
Okay. Well, he's a co-host, I guess. I don't know what he is, but he's a host of something. But listen, here's what I want to talk about, Richard and Wilhelm. Have you guys been watching, have you been paying attention to Executive Order 14067?
No, sir. No, tell us about it, though.
14067 is Joe Biden, the most devious thing that ever happened in American public, is he's allowing the CIA and everybody else to have 24-hour surveillance on all Americans. And they're not going for our guns, Richard. They're not going for the guns. They're going for your money. They're going for your accounts. They want to wipe us out financially. They're going to wipe anybody who's against their agenda. That's how they're going to do it, with the money, because it's all about the money. Look at Biden, what you just said about $20 million. If that would have been Donald Trump and his sons, Donald Trump would be in handcuffs or in Leavenworth prison right now, and he'd be probably doing a life sentence of all the money. And Joe Biden's son Hunter's a crackhead. Can you imagine even if Trump's kid was on crack, what the media would do to that family? I mean, this is all a giant cabal, as everybody knows in your audience, the cabalists. We got we even have a lady today, Richard, on Newsmax, a congresswoman, Diana Hasberger, even calling out, how dare you spend billions of dollars in Ukraine, but you want to spend $4 more billion to finish the border wall, and you have Border Patrol agents committing suicide like crazy. You have illegals coming here dying at the border by almost 1,000 in an eight-month period. And this guy Biden's still the president, and she's requesting in September that he's going to have an impeachment. Biden will be impeached next month. Watch what I tell you. By October, for sure. October, they're going to probably take the vote, and Joe Biden will be another impeached president. Just like they impeached Donald Trump, they're going to impeach this Joe Biden. But this time, I think it's going to stick. Because I'll tell you why, Richard. If they ever have a supermajority like they have in here in the state of Florida, Richard, you know we have a supermajority in Florida. where that Richard? Richard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, we got a supermajority here in the Florida in the Congress. In the Senate and the Republicans are controlling the House of in the Senate in Florida. Well, that's going to happen nationwide in the United States, I believe, here in the next 3 to 4 years. I believe the Republicans are going to totally wipe these communist Bolsheviks right off the map. But that pertains to Joe Biden getting indicted, impeached, and everything else going to happen. Now, 14067, Richard, you need to look it up. 14067, they're coming for the accounts. They don't really care about your guns. They want to go for your money. And they got 24-hour surveillance on all of them. And I don't know if you're aware of that, Richard. I think you are. They're watching everything we do, listening to everything they... I mean, we don't know who they are. Are they Israeli government running our... I don't know who they are. I don't know. But these people are supposed to be Americans, turning on Americans, and this is what's happening here. And if it's, when we come to find out it's the 2%ers that are doing this, Richard, I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly, I don't know what's going to happen. We got a lot of brainwashed imbeciles in our country that have no clue what's going on. I honestly don't believe, Richard, to you, I believe Afro-Americans are waking up in this country. I believe they feel like really... They're realizing now they've been used for the last 80 years by the Democratic Party. Remember, the Democrats were the slave owners, not the Republicans. In the Civil War, Richard, it was the Democrats who owned the slaves, not the Republicans.
I have to disagree. I have to disagree there. I mean, I don't think any race, by and large, is waking up enough yet in this country. And maybe you might see a few key examples out there, a couple black people who are... you know, are aware and speaking out about things. But, yeah, by and large, you know, the white people, the black people, they're not, no, they're, you know, they're not at the where they need to be this late in the game.
Well, I agree with you, Richard. I won't argue that point. I agree with you on that, Richard. I have to agree with you because, yeah, not enough people are woken up, but I'm just saying it's starting to happen. You got people mm-hmm. like Cam. Got some rappers out there that are woke up. What's the agenda with the trans-lesbo nonsense? And you know, Richard, this lying, conniving, cheating, stealing, bumbling buffoonery we got here is called Biden. This guy is talking about he's an Irish Catholic. How can he dare say that, Richard? That's the biggest lie of all times. How can you say that when you're for abortion, when you're promoting homosexuality all over the country, and you want to say you're a good Irish Catholic? I'm a good Irish. That's the biggest filthy lie out of any president's mouth in history. And by the way, the lady, oh, I forgot to tell you, Richard, the lady, Diane Hansberger, Herberger, whatever, she did say something very, very interesting. She did say that this scandal of Biden is 100 times worse than Watergate. She basically said the Watergate situation when Nixon was a panty raid compared to what Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and his family are getting away with. So once that hits the House floor, once that hits the House floor next month, Richard, when they go back in session, and she points that out when McCarthy and the leadership, maybe he'll do something. And you have women like Marjorie Greene, Lorna Barbette.
Yeah, no, it would be nice. Hey, it would be nice. I'm seeing all the other callers that are lining up here, though. I want to try to give everyone some time. But no, thank you, as always.
Remember,
Tom.
Richard, this was not what Biden's done was not a panty raid. Nixon didn't do nothing compared with this imbecile Biden's done. And he needs to be held accountable, and he needs to be held for treason, dereliction of duty to the Constitution, and put in jail, or whatever he can do with this. He's already dead in the brain. His brain's shot. So there you go. What can else can I say? But remember, Richard, 14067, I wish you'd look it up and read up on it and talk about it on your show. 1406, executive order, 14067. Please talk about it.
Okay, thanks. No, have a good one, Tom. And Don in Arizona up next. Don.
Hello, Richard. Yes, Tom, he used to call in a lot to Mike Rivera. He's kind of hard to get rid of. He just keeps going. And one of his tactics is lots of times to say, one more thing and I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of callers. But then after that one more thing, he'll say four more things. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, Don, I've been listening to Michael, like, say, about for 9 years now, every day, really. So, yeah, no, I'm well aware of Tom.
Yeah. Tom's all right, though, but as far as your, but I mean, he just doesn't want to quit. the thing is, what you said originally there about the, should we just ignore all this BS about a new COVID? Yeah, just ignore them. That's what I do. I mean, I ignored it the first time. When they first said there's a China virus, what they called it, first thing I did was I went and tried to find Chinese massage parlors going there because I wanted to get the virus and get build up immunity to it, you know. And so even though the restaurants were all closed, there were still some Chinese massage parlors open. So
you know, that right. kind of
tells you, that tells you something there that the whole thing was just everybody know they're going to have a hard time putting it over on people this time. Yeah, some people love to be obedient and they're going to. But it'll be voluntary. They're not going to. And then another thing, as far as COVID, you know, people say Trump started it all with the vaccine. Trump never did have mandates. In fact, he said in the beginning, he said not everybody went. He tried to tell everybody it's a good idea to get the vaccine. But he said not everybody's going to want to do it. And he wasn't trying to. He was never going to have a mandate and try to force it. That was the Democrats did that. So. All these people that say Trump is a clone of Biden and they're identical and there's no difference whatsoever. What about the gasoline price? Wasn't it cheap? I think it was cheaper when Trump was president. Am I wrong about that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go then. Thanks a lot, Richard. Bye.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, Tom. Charlie in Florida. Charlie.
Yeah. Hey, Richard. I apologize for the other day losing my temper on your show and my crude language. I want to apologize for that. The other
Appreciate
thing I want to say, I mean it sincerely. I mean it sincerely. This is from my heart. I don't like it when I lose my temper like that. I scold myself as much over it, and I don't like it. But going on from there, I wanted to suggest that, you know, some people have said you'd be a good fit for Michael Rivera. I think you absolutely would be a good fit. That's a news hour. We need people in there that report the news, and that's what you do. And we need somebody else in there, and I think you'd be a great fit for that slot if you consider it. I wanted to comment a little bit about, you know who Martin Armstrong is? No, please go ahead.
I've read his articles often enough. Sure.
Yeah, he's saying, I was listening to a video of his the other day, and actually this morning, and he was saying on there that he believes that there's going to be war here in the United States, and he believes that it's going to be before the election starts. And he says it's going to be done by Biden because Biden is the only way they can stay in office. Is if they believe it, you know, by being at war, it'll disrupt the elections, and election presidents usually win. You know, they usually stay in office because the country doesn't want to change presidencies during the war. But yeah, this is what he said, and I actually have to believe and agree with it because everything we see, what you were talking about earlier with your guest, is that the. This is turning into a world war. We're seeing it going on now, war in Nigeria or Niger or however you want to pronounce it and so forth and so on. It's spreading all over. It's a cancer, and it's not going to stop. They're going to keep pushing it, and Biden is going to get us into a world war. And Armstrong said that. He said that plain as day, yeah.
Wilhelm, would you like to give us a European response?
As your opinion on the U.S. Politics, you mean?
Yeah, on what Don was referring to, please.
Okay. Well, for me, there's no, like, zero difference.
Charlie, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, for me, there's, like, zero difference whether there's a Biden in office or Trump in office. These people don't care about the people. They don't care at all about the people or their country, what they are supposed to care about and present themselves as caring about the country and the people. They don't. They don't at all, actually. So it doesn't really matter. It's just feeding a division in the country. And that is very explosive indeed. And I think the left and the right is just an illusion in a certain way, because these agendas are just forwarding whoever is in power. It's getting worse, it's getting more problematic, and the collapse is just ongoing. So as long as people believe in people in politics, this is a very big rooted problem in society, that we focus on these people there in this arena.
A lot of people say, well, you know, Trump was not a wartime president, at least.
Yeah, that's, all these arguments are coming up. The man gave keys of the White House literally in a sort of Kabbalistic ceremonial setting to Netanyahu, which is state enemy number one for the U.S. If anybody thinks that Israel is still the friend of the U.S. and Netanyahu and is a good friend of the U.S., they gave him they applaud for him in Congress like 50 minutes or something. But the guy gave the keys in a sort of a symbolic way to this guy, to this state enemy number one. So as if this man would care about the people in the country and doing the right things. He's there for himself and to feed his power, personal power and influence, and his personal influence, comfort zone bubble, and get rich, whatever is his motive. But it's not to make it better for the people.
Very good. We'll grab some more callers. Charlie, anything else you'd like to conclude with?
Well, no, that's not really. I just wanted to say it. Armstrong's saying that we're going to be at war before, you know, the election. And so I think that's what we need to be on the lookout for. As far as the debate about Donald Trump goes, I don't agree with your test on Trump at all. But that's for another day. Thanks anyway. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
James in Vancouver. James.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. I think you could define government as being entities that are always at least one or two steps ahead of their people. All right. So this has been going on for thousands of years, and there was never any good old days. Governments were always planning things in advance. The Second World War was the weapons development began in 1920 with Krupps developing the 88mm flat gun, and they did it in Switzerland because there was a treaty saying Germany couldn't develop new weapons. So Krupps just went to Switzerland to do the research there, and people say that, well, there were never any aircraft really in the United States for war before 1941. Well, that's not true. It takes a couple of years to develop all those heavy bombers and things like that. So governments and their agencies have always been one or two steps ahead of the people. As far as the Niger situation is concerned and the junta that's talking so brave, they'll be overthrown very shortly. So back to you.
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to respond or add, Willem, or should we go to the next caller?
Yeah, go to the next caller. We have some callers still in line.
Yeah, we're short on time with the callers. Oh, thank you, James. Daryl in Canada. Daryl.
Hey, nice talking to you, Willem and Richard. Yes. Well, to Tom's point about black people, yeah, I think the best thing to do what he said, change many minds, is to do kind of like what Handsome Truth is doing with these flyers he's distributing all over the U.S., actually, and some in Florida. He's got to be careful with that. And that is remind, and not just whites, but Asians and Hispanics talking to blacks at all, and even in Europe also, tell the blacks, like, who brought the slaves over. I mean, it's pretty simple, and you can see it. You can actually see it in old newspaper clippings from the 1700s and stuff. So, I mean, that's the quickest way to divert their, to divert their attention to the type of, status that Tom was talking. I mean, I don't know how much, but at least that would help a lot. What do you think of that, Wilhelm? I mean, what percentage of people in Europe know that who brought the slaves to, North America, South America, Central America? It's probably in the very few percent. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Very few percent. Same with the history of South Africa. I come from Holland, and most people have no clue about real history of these brave farmers, settlers who went there in the beginning. But you can sprinkle these people with hard facts. But if it doesn't is in line with the state's narrative, they just refuse to have a look at it. They cannot perceive this. And progress it, and then change their worldview on it. It's just they're just hardwired. most.
Right. Yes. It's tough. You know. Just. But it's information. It's a lot of people that could be a lot more famous if they would just have more exposure. The last thing I'll say is that Niger situation. Hey, it's been a week. Remember they were saying the ultimatum? A week, and we're going to come in and use military force. Well, they're not even put a single troop on some on the border or something. So it just shows you more bravado. You know, it's just, you know, you can't back it up. You know, why say it? Okay, I'll let you go for another caller. Nice show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daryl. We'll go on to Dan in Washington. Dan.
Thanks. Yeah, Daryl brought up a good point about South Africa. I had a different question, but real quick, how come does Holland support the Afrikaners at all? Do they, you know, does the Queen of Denmark send any weapons, or, I mean, is there any attempt to, like, help those people from Denmark or Holland, or are they just going to sit there and watch them get genocided? But what's the problem?
Yes, that's what they do. They don't speak about it. They don't. They are completely in line. It's just there is no Holland is an occupied country like most countries in Europe, and they don't care about it. So they don't do anything about this, of course, and they don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Dan. I'm sorry, we're just about out of time. I want to see if I can get to. I'll go to calls a little more quickly next Thursday, I guess. Joe in Florida. Let's go to Joe.
Hello. Yeah, Richard, thanks a lot. I'll make it quick and William, good to hear. I've followed this assassination of the presidential candidate in Ecuador. So we know Ecuador is anti the West, you know, because they gave shelter to Julian Assange. But this guy is a conservative populist. He was assassinated in broad daylight, right? And he was taking on the drug cartels, and there's video of that. But among the other people he was targeting were, quote, the vaccinators. He was a very strong anti-vaccine campaigner. Now, this guy has just been assassinated in broad daylight in Quito, in Ecuador. And there's a bunch of drug cartels that are claiming that they took credit. But it's very suspicious to me, and I think maybe you look into it. Great show as usual. Thanks, Richard.
Great call. Well, thank you, Joe. And Willem, thank you as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
And you too, Rich. Take care, everyone. Speak next week. Bye-bye.
Sorry about the callers I didn't get to, folks. Please support RBN. We could really use your help right now. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate button so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.